Welcome to God and Country Radio, a weekend program that discusses current social, political, economic, and prophetic events in the light of biblical theology. I'm your host, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. Project 2025 is a conservative policy agenda put out by the Heritage Foundation, 900 pages in total, and covering many changes that need to be made in the federal government. And of course, Project 2025 has become a campaign talking point for the left. In just 1 week, Kamala Harris mentioned Project 2025 over 20 times. That if Trump gets elected, the Republicans will implement Project 2025, which she has mischaracterized, lied about, and demonized. Now, what's telling is that our culture has so degraded, and there's become such a wide separation between the morals on the left and the morals on the right, that the left is now calling historic standard conservative policy radical, weird, dangerous, undemocratic. When leftist politicians mention Project 2025 to their Democrat audience, the audience boos Project 2025. Kamala Harris is claiming it's a plan to return America to a dark past. And for Kamala, who is a socialist, the dark past includes shrinking the size of government spending and outlawing the murder of children. So let's discuss Project 2025, because embodied in this project are many spiritual lessons and matters of biblical discernment. If you have listened to the media, both on the right and the left, you've probably developed a negative view toward Project 2025. But don't be so quick to judge. It's actually one of the more positive godly developments in America in a long time. The fact that it's being demonized shows just how much of a threat Project 2025 is to the left's power and agenda. You know, the real problem is not Project 2025. The wording of it or the implementation of it. The problem is the persecution of the ungodly against the righteous. Job chapter 21, they say to God, "Depart from us, we do not even desire a knowledge of your ways." So of course, the ungodly are not going to tolerate any policy agenda based upon righteous values. Now, the reaction to Project 2025 is just another example of Luke chapter 19, where the people say, "We will not have this man, Jesus Christ, rule over us." It's an example of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. "All who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." And John 15, 19, "If you're of the world would love its own, but because you're not of this world, I've chosen you out of this world. Because of this, the world hates you." That's the main reason. And John 16, 2. "But an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering service to God." So let's not be ashamed of Project 2025. Just as Paul would urge Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:8, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me as prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God." So even in the early church, when Christian leaders and Christian values were criticized and persecuted by the culture, the Christian community experienced shame, as if these leaders and their evangelism was the problem. I mean, certainly our people must be doing something wrong, because the world is calling us radical, dangerous, haters of the human race. Certainly there must be some truth to what they're saying about us. So maybe we should tone down our message. But don't believe the lie. Stand for the truth. Now is not the time to shy away from Project 2025 or any other Christian values, but to double down on the truth. And to explain to the people, if you look at the details, Project 2025 is the only good policy for government moving forward. Now, the Heritage Foundation, the source of Project 2025, is a conservative think tank in Washington. It was started in 1973 by Christian political activists Paul Weidrich and Edwin Fuellner. After the disaster of the secular republicanism of Richard Nixon, these Christian men wanted to create a conservative version of the liberal Brookings Institute to form an organization that could formulate and recommend conservative policy and train conservative leaders. And they appeared on the scene at the perfect timing in the providence of God. Ronald Reagan's policies were formulated by the Heritage Foundation in the Heritage publication, Mandate for Leadership, which was the 1980s version of Project 2025. Paul Danz, who recently came on board the Heritage Foundation, with Kevin Roberts' blessing, president of Heritage, decided to repeat what Heritage did back in the 1980s. In the Reagan Revolution, repeat it now with Donald Trump. But as we see, times have changed. Back in the 1980s, the Democrat candidates, Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale, were not saying every week, ooh, that evil mandate for leadership. It's going to bring America into a dark place. It's radical. It's dangerous. Because they knew that was simply conservatism. And there are many conservative Americans. And they knew they had their own policy playbook from the Brookings Institute. They knew that they were the radicals. They were the ones trying to hide their policy objectives. But look at how things have changed. How the ungodly have now been emboldened as the popular culture becomes less Christian. Anyway, the Heritage Foundation put together Project 2025. And here's something you probably have not heard. This was not just the Heritage Foundation. Heritage, knowing that they could not and should not do this alone, brought together 80 other conservative groups to create Project 2025. Groups you've all heard about, the ACLJ, the American Family Association, the Family Policy Council, AMAC, Concerned Women for America, the Claremont Institute, the Eagle Forum, Frontline, the Heartland Institute, Hillsdale College, Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, James Madison Institute, Moms for Liberty, the Pacific Research Institute, Turning Point USA, and many, many more conservative organizations. And thank God that he has raised up so many conservative leaders and organizations. If it weren't for the opposition of satanic forces and the unsaved instruments of Satan, America would have returned to God years ago. The decline in America is not due to a lack of Christian political involvement or a failure to disseminate the truth. And here's another fact you probably haven't heard. The necessity of Project 2025. When a president wins an election, he has to put together a government. He has to make about 8,000 appointments to various government agencies. There are 2.2 million federal employees. And about 8,000 to 10,000 of those employees are appointed by the president. They're put into these agencies to implement the president's policies. And if they're not there, then the president is powerless. He's just subject to the whims of the deep state agenda. Historically, groups such as the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, the RNC, have helped conservative presidents form their government. It's not enough for conservatives to win elections. They have to have the right people ready to go into action. So the Heritage Foundation, with these other conservative organizations, started back in April of 2023 to get ready if perhaps the Republicans would win the White House with a fourfold plan. A policy agenda, that would be the 900-page document explaining what needs to be done in each of the 30 administrative departments of government. Number two, personnel, new blood. Heritage is gathering applications from people in law and in business who can fill these positions. Conservative patriots who want to use their skills to help the country. The third pillar is training. These people need to be trained by conservative Christians who have worked in these agencies and know what to watch out for. You know, as it is without training, an appointee can work in a department for months and still not realize he's being duped by the system. 90% of government workers vote Democrat. Unless a conservative appointee knows how to lead in that situation, he will just be ignored and marginalized. Remember, during Trump's first term, the left slow-walked his appointees to various agencies, and Trump was given some bad advice concerning who to put into those positions, people who would undermine Trump's agenda. Well, the fourth pillar of Project 2025 is a 180-day playbook. What a president can get done in the first 180 days is crucial. Trump, in his first 180 days, implemented 22 major regulations back in 2016. Biden, in his first 180 days in 2020, with the help of his team, implemented 62 major regulations. So you have to give the leadership at the Heritage Foundation some credit for doing all this. I mean, do you and I have the energy to do this? Are we just as involved? Are we just as proactive? If not, don't criticize. I mean, sure, every Christian leader makes mistakes and should be open to correction. But thank God they're doing something. Most Christians don't realize how much they are blessed and kept safe by the work of others. And also realize this, the Democrat left has their own version of Project 2025. And it's bigger. And it's well-funded. They make it seem as if only conservatives have a secret policy agenda. When Biden got into office, the Left Center for American Progress was ready to go with their policies and appointees. It was called the Transition Integrity Project. And really, the left is critical of Project 2025 because they fear the fact that conservative Christians are organizing. They would much rather have their opponents be unprepared and be in disarray. And since the left is running against conservative policy, Project 2025 becomes a convenient target. Bloomberg News. Kamala Harris plans to defeat two enemies, Donald Trump and Project 2025. And of course, because Project 2025 would undermine the power of the left and set them back for years. The leftist group Democracy Forward has put out The People's Guide to Project 2025, subtitled Breaking Down the Far Right's Playbook to Take Our Country Backwards. Quote, Project 2025 is among the most profound threats to the American people. The Project 2025 Presidential Transition Project is well-funded, an effort of the Heritage Foundation and more than 100 organizations to enable a future anti-democratic presidential administration to take swift far-right action that would cut wages for working people, dismantle social safety net programs, reverse decades of progress for civil rights, redefine the way our society operates, and undermine our economy. A central pillar of Project 2025 is the mandate for leadership, a 900-plus page policy playbook authored by former Trump administration officials and other extremists that provide a radical vision for our nation and a roadmap to implement it. What we discovered was a systematic, ruthless plan to undermine the quality of life for millions of Americans, remove critical protections and dismantle programs for communities across the nation, and prioritize special interests and ideological extremism over the people, from attacking overtime pay, student loans, and reproductive rights, to allowing more discrimination, pollution, and price gouging. Those behind Project 2025 are prepared to go incredible lengths to create a country only for some, not for all of us. Unquote. I find it interesting to read what unbelievers think Christian values and policies will do. And that has always been the argument of unbelievers, that the ways of God are not good. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, Thus saith the Lord, stand by the way, and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Well, here, in the leftist People's Guide to Project 2025, we see how this opposition is described by people in the 21st century. That if we eliminate abortion and LGBTQ and transgenders in sports and government spending and control, they believe our lives will be ruined. The Democrats have put out a card listing 20 policy items they claim are in Project 2025, such as dismantling the FBI and Homeland Security, reducing environmental protections, eliminating the Department of Education, Commerce, the FCC, and FTC, ending abortion, cutting climate change research, infusing government with Christian values, criminalizing pornography, removing protections against radical discrimination, terminating DEI initiatives, and promoting capital punishment. So the Heritage Foundation, on their Project 2025 webpage, debunks many of the left's depiction of Project 2025. Their intent is to scare the public. Quote, the left has spent millions fear-mongering about Project 2025 because they're terrified of losing their power. And they should be. Project 2025 offers a menu of solutions to the border crisis, inflation, stagnant economy, and rampant crime. It shows how we can take on China, fix our schools, and support families. But more importantly, it dismantles the unaccountable deep state, taking power away from the leftist elites and giving it back to the American people and the duly elected president. And then the Heritage Foundation page goes on to explain the plan is not to terminate the Constitution or end democracy. It's not a plan to set up a dictatorship and give the president more power. It's not a plan to ban books about slavery. It's not a plan to end civil rights. It's not going to end benefits for military vets or for housing or for secondary education or for retirement. It's not a complete ban on abortion. It's not an end to the school lunch program. It's not a plan to end Social Security, Medicare, eliminate unions, or raise the retirement age. However, it is a plan to end racist DEI programs in government, where under Biden, every government department needs to have a DEI police officer. It is a plan to fund private schools so that the government schools don't have a monopoly. It is a plan to enforce laws on the books concerning capital punishment to deter and punish crime. It's a plan to outlaw certain forms of pornography, pornography becoming a national health crisis. And it is a plan to deport illegal immigrants, people that the left want into the country so that no election will ever again go Republican. And it is a plan to get rid of the Department of Education. 5,000 employees who sit at their desk every day and do needless paperwork without teaching a single child. Most people don't realize that the Department of Education does nothing. All 50 states have their own educational administration that actually does a sufficient job of managing education. I was just listening to an interview with Katie Sullivan, a former assistant attorney general with the Justice Department, and she said that what surprised her the most when she entered into government work was that the entire federal government, all of the departments and all of the employees survive by their power to dole out money to the public. That's what they do for a living. It's all about issuing government grants. So, of course, the more money they have to give out, the more useful and powerful they feel. We all know that this is what these government departments do, but it has to stop. The government is printing an additional $2 trillion a year to pay for government largesse we can't afford. And really, the public should be thankful for the policy proposals in Project 2025, because it's going to save them from waking up one morning and reading in the paper that the entire U.S. economy has collapsed. We need the pay now to avoid the greater death in the future. Anyway, that's Project 2025. Now, because of the left's criticism of the project, Trump has disavowed the project. Quote from Trump on Truth Social, I know nothing about Project 2025. I have no idea who's behind it. I disagree with some of the things they're saying, and some of the things they're saying are absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. Anything they do, I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them. Now, by the way, J.D. Vance is more supportive of the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025. He says some good things about it, and he hasn't thrown it under the bus. But the people running Trump's campaign put out this statement. President Trump's campaign has been very clear for over a year that Project 2025 has nothing to do with the campaign, did not speak for the campaign, and should not be associated with the campaign or the president in any way. Reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed and should serve as a notice to anyone or any group trying to misrepresent their influence with President Trump and his campaign. It will not end well for you. So Paul Danz, the leader of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, has stepped down. No specific reason was given, but it's assumed to be due to all of the criticism toward the project. Someone's head had to roll at Heritage. So if there are any mistakes made in Project 2025, here they are. First, by giving it the name Project 2025, it made it seem as if these policies were to be immediately fully implemented by the Republican nominee, whereas Trump's approach has always been incremental. Also, the title could be easily misrepresented as Trump's plan. But a second possible mistake would be revealing the plan to the enemy in this 900-page document. Now, if you look at Trump's plan, Agenda 47, it's one page, which is wise politics. Some things should not be in writing for public consumption. Statement that opponents can twist and use against you. We read in John chapter 7, verse 10, that Jesus went up to Jerusalem in secret because he didn't want his adversaries to know his movements. It wasn't time for him to go to the cross. Does that mean Jesus was lying? No, you just don't reveal to your enemy your plan. And a third possible mistake in Project 2025 was in not communicating with Donald Trump. To undertake this project and leave him out of the discussion until he wins the election, and then Heritage revealing to him all that they have done for him. Proverbs 20, verse 18. Prepare plans by consultation and make war by wise guidance. Yes, Heritage had the wisdom to include many groups, but they left the prime candidate out of the discussion. So maybe Paul Danz had to step down because of those mistakes. But even with those possible mistakes, I want to close by restating the point I made at the beginning. The problem is really not those mistakes. The problem is the unsaved world's rejection of God's ways and their persecution of the truth, because if Project 2025 was all about leftist policies, you could be sure it would have been embraced by the world, regardless of the title, the revealing of the policy, or the failure to communicate to the candidate. That would not have mattered one bit if it were a policy the world loved. And Christians will always make mistakes in the application of God's truth, in government, at work, in the family. And because of this, we will often beat ourselves up, assuming that the persecution is due to our own sin and failure, but be assured it is actually suffering for righteousness' sake. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. I will discuss this topic more at length in my YouTube and Rumble video version of this program at my channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. The website to get all of the links is at godandcountryradio.org. Thanks for listening. Keep in the word, stand firm in the truth, and may Jesus Christ reign.